It's 11 o'clock, and now Jazz Lineup with Julian Joseph.
Hello. On today's show, the second installment of a solo piano concert from Venezuelan pianist Leo Blanco, recorded at this year's Glasgow Jazz Festival. More piano magic from that set later on the programme. Also on today's show, I'll be joined by British drummer and festival curator Clark Tracy to preview this year's Hearts Jazz Festival. But let's get things started with the fusion bassist Shez Raja and his collective. This is Mystic Radical. We'll be right back. British bassist Shez Raja and the title track of his latest musical offering. Mystic Radical is the title of this fusion-infused sound, with special guest saxophonist Andy Shepherd and trumpeter Claude Depper appearing with the collective. And you can catch the Shez Raja Collective on September the 18th at Charlie Wright's in London, featuring clarinetist Arun Ghosh and jazz folk singer Monica Lidke. Also, a date for next year, Raja will be launching a brand new live album on the 16th and 17th of April in 2014 at the Pizza Express Jazz Club in Dean Street, London. If that's not enough, he has a new studio album in the pipeline featuring Arun Ghosh and New York guitar hero Mike Stern. That's all for next year. Some exciting jazz news. Vocalist Christine Tobin has won a prestigious Herald Angel Award for her performance at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. The concert was part of the inaugural British Vocal Jazz Festival. The award celebrates her programme and performance of Leonard Cohen songs with guitarist Phil Robson and bassist Dave Whitford. Last year, Tobin also won the Best Contemporary Jazz Composition for the British Composer Awards for her album Sailing to Byzantium. And from that album, this is The Song of Wandering Angus.
I went out to the hazel wood because a fire was in my head, and cut and peeled a hazel wand and hooked a berry to a floor, and someone called me by my name. It had become a glimmering girl with apple blossom in her hair, who called me by my name and ran. Faded though I am old with wandering through hollow lands and hilly lands. I will find out where she has gone and kiss her lips and take her hands. And walk among long dappled grass and pluck till time and times are done the silver apples of the moon. The silver apples of the moon. The silver apples of the moon. The golden.
The voice of Christine Tobin and the song of Wandering Angus from her 2012 album Sailing to Byzantium, where she sets to music a collection of poems by the Irish poet W.B. Yeats. Huge congratulations to Christine on her well-deserved Herald Angel Award at this year's Edinburgh Fringe. Christine is performing at the Limerick Jazz Festival on September the 28th, Jazz in the Round at the Cockpit Theatre on September 30th, plus, her tour dates for A Thousand Kisses More project is available on the Jazz Lineup page via the Radio 3 website. You can also catch Christine at the Opera House in Covent Garden in London next week on September the 22nd in a reimagining of the Tristan and Isolde story. South African pianist Philip Clouts releases his new recording on the Point Records label. Inspired by the West Dorset coast, where he has lived since 2006, it features Carlos Lopez Real on saxophone, Alex Keane on bass, and John de Brichelis on the drums. This is Clef Mona. Pianist Philip Clout and Clef Mona. Carlos Lopez Real played the soprano solo, and Philip and the band are touring the UK throughout October and play the Marsden Jazz Festival on the 12th. There's also an album launch on November the 9th at the Pizza Express Dean Street in London. Next up, we turn to multi-reeds genius Rahsaan Roland Kirk. He was recorded live at the legendary jazz club in New York, the Village Vanguard, in 1970. And that album, called Rahsaan Rahsaan, has been reissued on the Warner Jazz label. Playing up to 3 wind instruments at a time made Kirk a spectacle and novelty, but not at the expense of his ability to create, enthrall, and deliver soulful, memorable music. Here he is on tenor saxophone playing Sweet Fire.
Thank you.
The legendary Rahsaan Roland Kirk and Sweet Fire from the re-released Rahsaan Rahsaan album of 1970. Ron Burton was on piano, Vernon Martin bass, James Madison on the drums, and on trombone Dick Griffith. More exciting news, the BBC are kicking off the brand new BBC Young Musician Jazz Award 2014. Until now, BBC Young Musician has focused exclusively on classical music. So, jazz is now included, running alongside the classical competition, and will culminate in a final at the Royal Welsh College of Music and Drama on the 8th of March 2014. The competition is in three stages, with entrants invited to submit a short 10-minute video by the 18th of October this year. If selected, the top 25 or so will attend auditions held in Cardiff in front of a panel of three adjudicators. Five performers will be selected for the final, which will be held at the Royal Welsh College of Music and Drama in Cardiff in March 2014. For more information, check out the link on the Jazz Lineup page via the Radio 3 website. And remember, the closing date for entries is the 18th of October 2013. Good luck! This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Julian Joseph, on FM, online and on digital radio. Coming up next, I'll be speaking with drummer and festival curator Clark Tracy ahead of this year's Hearts Jazz Festival, which runs from the 20th to the 22nd of September. Before we hear from him, let's have a listen to one of the artists playing at this year's festival, hot from his successful late-night prom, presenting and performing his personal take on the music of Charlie Parker. This is pianist and composer Django Bates and My Little Suede Shoes. My Little Suede Shoes from pianist Django Bates' beloved trio, with Peter Brunn on drums and Petter Eld on the bass, from the appropriately titled album Beloved Bird. And Django and the beloved trio play the Hearts Jazz Festival on Saturday the 21st of September at the Hawthorne Theatre in Welwyn Garden City. And that leads me nicely to my special guest, drummer and festival director, Clark Tracy. Welcome, Clark.
Thank you very much.
It's good to have you here, and it's in a different capacity as a festival director rather than a drummer. Well, a drummer as well, obviously. That doesn't go out the window. But what's that role like for you? Is this something that you've been looking to do or that you've done before?
Well, the festival director bit grew out of me starting up Hearts Jazz Club, which was about to fold 4 years ago. It's been my local jazz club, living up in Hertfordshire for sort of 30-odd years myself. It's grown from that. I mean, as soon as I started the weekly jazz nights on Sundays, I thought it'd be great to run an actual festival as well, and, you know, try and get some funding from somewhere, get some big boys on board and do an annual event. So
we just heard Django Bates. How have you gone about putting together the programme for the festival?
Names in a hat, really.
Right.
It went that way around. This is the other thing about running your own jazz club, first of all. Mm-hmm. I'm inundated daily with people looking for a gig at the club. And they don't know that it's me quite often who's running it, or they're calling from Russia or a huge agency in America is trying to put on Monty Alexander, for goodness sake. But apart from that, it's loads and loads of guys trying to get work. Yeah. And that's the hardest part, is saying, well, there's only this number of gigs available.
Right.
And if you look at that on a larger scale with regard to the festival, there are people that I definitely know I want on the festival.
Yeah.
You could make up this kind of lineup about 5-6 times without trying too hard.
Yeah.
Completely different people. Yeah. You know, that's the thing. Mm-hmm. So I don't need more suggestions, folks.
So I guess first of all you have to find your window, and the festival, as I mentioned at the top, it runs from the 20th to the 22nd of September. Let's look at the night that Django's playing, because you've also got Ian Ballamy, and Django and Ian are very closely related.
They are, and that just happened to be the way it worked out with the programming on that one. Mm-hmm. That wasn't, oh, I know the. They're so into each other, and perhaps we can put them next to each other. You know, that's not always the best way to program, but that's actually the way it came out. Of course, they were both in my first band as well, the first band I ever put together, so that's a nice little touch.
Well, you've also got the Hearts Youth Jazz Ensemble. Yes. Is that something you have a lot to do with?
It is, yeah. I mean, I've been connected with Hygie, as they're known, through Hearts Music Services for 8, 9... maybe even 10 years now. I've been going along there as directing their big band and putting weekend things together that they do. Mm-hmm. So I've had close contact with those people and those musicians.
On the closing night, or the closing day, I should say, you've got Tony Kofi coming in with his quartet, and they're doing a repertoire of Thelonious Monk, and I know that this is a composer dear to your heart, and probably...
Of course, no escape there.
One of the giants.
Yeah.
One of the absolute giants of music. And I know you've played with Tony. Just we're going to hear something from Tony in a moment. Just give us a feel of what made you slot him in there. On the festival?
Well, I've been doing more and more work with Tony, and I'm very happy to say in the last sort of 2 or 3 years, especially with Arnie Somerjee's Scenes in the City, this Mingus tribute, that's really where we started playing together, and we've been doing some teaching courses as well together, funnily enough. And then I did a festival last year with Tony, pretty similar to this. We were doing Monk tunes all the way through, which of course I adore. But he's really inside the music. I was really impressed how much he's got on board with Monk, which is the hard one. You know, it's very hard to get into Monk.
Absolutely, and he's played the entire repertoire. I've taken part in myself, you know, and heard that, and it's great. I mean, the music is so attractive, isn't it? And just it never fails to inspire.
Yeah, it's a joy to play every time. That's, I mean, that's Monk's music. But yeah, I really enjoyed playing at this festival with Tony, and it was obvious, you know, he understands this music, and yeah, it was just his time as well for a gig on my festival. As simple as that. You know, everyone has a moment.
Sure,
it's coming.
Sure.
Well, let's have a listen to Tony Kofi from the Plays Monk album. This is Ugly Beauty.
Thank you.
British alto saxophone virtuoso Tony Kofi and Ugly Beauty from his Plays Monk album. And you can catch Tony at the Hearts Jazz Festival on Sunday the 22nd at 12:30. And this is the festival curated by another British treasure, drummer Clark Tracy. Well, continuing on the Sunday, you've got Don Weller's quartet playing with Dave Newton playing piano,
yep.
Andy Kleindertz on the bass, and Dave Barry on drums.
Mm-hmm.
And an interesting thing is a tribute to JJ and Kai, of course, JJ Johnson and Kai Winding, and that's going to be with Alistair White playing across the trombone master, who is Mark Nightingale.
Yeah, yeah.
That's going to be really amazing. And also, you've brought James Pearson out of Ronnie's.
Well, this is a I mean, I love James's playing anyway. You know, he's a tremendous pianist. But this is something we're doing throughout the whole weekend. Is a way for see all the events are being held in the theatre itself.
Yeah,
300-seater theatre in the foyer area, in between the sessions, and each session will have two bands.
Yeah.
So in between the sessions, we have three performances by trios.
Oh, great.
In the foyer. So we've got, as you said, we've got James Pearson. We've got the Alan Barnes trio.
That's right.
Which is his Benny Goodman tribute. Leon Greening, it's fantastic. Nigel Price trio. Arnie Somogyi trio. And my own trio is running the late night session on the Saturday night. Right. So, for example, if you came to hear the one we just said with Don Weller and the tribute to JJ and Kai, then that's session six. But you also get two other bands that you could come and hear for free, either side of it.
Yeah.
Alan Barnes and James Pearson.
And I should also mention that Brandon Allen's sextet's going to be in there.
Well, that's a great group. I heard them in Swanage last year. Mm-hmm. Well, Brandon, he's one of our finest, isn't he?
He certainly is. And Nigel Hitchcock's joining the group there. I mean... yet another fine player, my goodness. And Georgie Fame, his trio, is with both his sons are playing.
Yeah, we got that one, a three-line whip band.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. That's Tristan Powell on guitar and James Powell on the drums. Georgie Fame, of course, playing the organ and singing.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like a really fantastic lineup of great artists and... done, you know, from the perspective of somebody like you, it means all the more, I think. I think it makes it all the more powerful, Clark. So we wish you well with
cool.
it.
Thanks.
I hope that the people come out. For everybody out there, it's the Hearts Jazz Festival 2013 from the 20th to the 22nd of September. Well, Clark, thank you so much for coming in to speak to us about the festival. We look forward to enjoying the music and hearing about the festival as it develops over the years.
Mm.
It's the Hearts Jazz Festival in Welwyn Garden City at the Hawthorne Theatre from the 20th to 22nd of September. We finish our segment with the man who opens the festival on Friday the 20th, and it's your father, Maestro Stan Tracy. He's at the helm at the piano. The remarkable Mark Nightingale is on trombone, Sammy Main is on alto, Mornington Lockett and Simon Allen on tenor saxophones, Mark Armstrong is on trumpet, Andrew Kleindert bass, and in the drum chair, my special guest, Clark Tracy. This is The Cuban Connection. Thank you. The Cuban Connection from the Stan Tracy Octet, featuring our special guest and curator of the Hearts Jazz Festival, Clark Tracy, on the drums. The festival runs from the 20th to the 22nd of September, and for more information on the festival, check out the link on the Jazz Lineup page via the Radio 3 website. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Julian Joseph, on FM, online and on digital radio. And time now for our concert set, which comes from Venezuelan pianist Leo Blanco. And he's based in Boston in the USA, where he studied at both Berklee College of Music and then the New England Conservatory. He combines his Latin musical heritage with jazz to create an attractive and personal blend, full of rhythmic vitality and compositional twists and turns that captivates the listener. We recorded him on a recent visit to the Glasgow Jazz Festival, where he played solo piano at the recital room at City Halls on June the 26th. This is Dancing in the Air.
Thank you.
The piano sounds of Leo Blanco and El Negro y El Blanco, recorded at the Recital Room at City Halls in Glasgow as part of this year's Glasgow International Jazz Festival on Wednesday the 26th of June. Leo Blanco bringing the energy and freshness of his Venezuelan roots into a very personal solo piano set. And for all the details of the tracks played on tonight's show, check out the link on the Jazz Lineup page via the Radio 3 website. Well, another stunning new release on Whirlwind Records captures composer and band leader Mike Gibbs with his new ensemble Plus 12. This is Las Vegas Tango. Mike Gibbs Plus 12 capturing the spirit of Gil Evans' piece Las Vegas Tango from the album appropriately titled Plays Gil Evans. And Mike Gibbs Plus 12 perform at the Whirlwind Festival on Saturday the 12th of October at 8 p.m. in Hall 2 at King's Place. Also on the bill are Naya Lynn's Banai Trio with special guest Norma Winston. Well, that's almost the end of the show, but remember, plenty more jazz on Radio 3 with Jez Nelson on Monday night. This week, as part of Radio 3's Sound of Cinema season, an exploration of why jazz musicians continue to be fascinated by the medium. And on next week's jazz lineup, I'll be keeping the cinematic theme going in the company of Kevin Legendre when we discuss Herbie Hancock's soundtrack to Round Midnight as this month's Now's the Time album. Plus, I'll have the second installment of a duo piano concert set by Alex Wilson and Cesar Correa, recorded at this year's Two Piano Steinway Festival at the Pizza Express Jazz Club in Dean Street, London. Worth noting, Alex has curated the first annual London Latin Jazz Festival at the same venue, which starts this week and runs from the 19th to the 22nd of September. Well, to finish tonight's show, it's Beats and Pieces, the ensemble play at this year's Lancaster Jazz Festival, which kicked off today and is in full swing now until September the 22nd. You can catch the band playing on Friday the 20th at the Dalton Rooms. For more information on this year's Lancaster Jazz Festival, check out the link on the Jazz Lineup page via the Radio 3 website. From their album Big Ideas, this is Beats and Pieces and Bake. Till next time, from me, Julian Joseph, bye-bye.